That is In Excess, Dancing on the Jetty. You're on ABC Radio Perth with Mark Gibson for breakfast, live from Leighton Beach. So, not dancing on the jetty, we're dancing on the sand of Leighton Beach this morning, and plenty of people have come down to join us, which is great to see. There's still plenty of time. We're here until 8 a.m. So if you'd like to come down and say g'day, please do. It is 16 minutes to 7 right now. We'll cross to Kate Lever with some... She's always attracting some interesting characters in just a moment. But firstly, I'm joined here by Mike Shaw from the Fremantle Surf Life Saving Club. Good morning to you, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
No worries. You are here with a particular reason to tell us about a program you've been running, you were just telling me, for 10 years now, with migrants in mind, a group of our community who we do need to give some extra special attention to when it comes to the water.
Yes, that's right. So there are a number of schools in the Perth area that have units attached to them where they teach people who've just recently arrived intensive English. And as a part of the cultural part of that program, we want to give them some understanding of what it's like to be on the Australian beaches, the good parts and the parts to be concerned about. So we've been running this program now for about 10 years. Originally, we were targeting the parents, but we figured out we were getting much better results if we started to talk to the kids and get the kids to understand it, and then the kids start to role model it for their parents.
So the kids from what sort of age?
These are in, let's say, year 10, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, so 14, 15,
yeah.
Sort of teenagers.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess when you say that, because I'm guessing the parents would have the language barrier.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's the cultural issues that make it difficult for some of the parents to be on the beaches, if you like, amongst other people who are sunbathing, for example. And
right. So what sort of ethnic and cultural backgrounds are we talking about?
Oh, look, we've got them from all around the world. Southeast Asia, Japan, Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East. Some countries that are landlocked and have never seen the ocean. Some countries where the kids, for whatever reasons, aren't allowed to go near the water. And this year, for the first time, we had quite a few from South America.
Wow. I've seen that up in our Kimberley, the reaction from some Aboriginal communities when they have... I've witnessed that when they've come to the coast and seen the water for the first time, and it's incredible. Can you explain it from people from overseas countries when they come here if they haven't seen the ocean?
No, absolutely. So we've got kids that have never seen salt water. The ones that can swim reasonably well will dive in and then remark how salty the water is because they've never seen salt water. And then we have some kids who are very timid. They will just stand on the water's edge, and then it gets to about 30 degrees, and then they'll start standing in ankle-deep water, then knee-deep water, and then all of a sudden they're surfing in on our rescue boards.
Wow.
It's magnificent to see this progression in confidence that these kids develop in just an hour or two.
That's so great. And I guess the important message would always have to be around safety, because if you haven't seen our oceans and just knowing about things like rips, I suppose there's some important messages in there.
That's right, and that's why the program that we run, we spend an hour in the classroom first. So we go through pictures of rips and creatures and currents and waves and the things to be aware of. And then the following week, they come down to the beach and we let them go in the water. And fortunately, the latent swell is not so intimidating, so they can do it with a great deal of confidence. But they just get used to being in the ocean.
So what sort of results have you had, Mike? You see some tangible results where people become active swimmers and beachgoers?
Because each year the kids change, so they change through the program, we don't see many follow-ups
right. The
following year. But we can just see the progression on the day.
Yes.
We have had a couple of people go, oh, I'd really like to become a surf lifesaver. They're a little bit too young for it at that stage, and we haven't seen that flow through yet. But that would be a wonderful outcome if we could take these guys who haven't seen the ocean and all of a sudden they're wearing the red and yellow patrolling our beaches.
Wouldn't it? That is, it's such a fantastic story. This is Mike Shaw from the Fremantle Surf Life Saving Club. I know these surf clubs up and down the coast are pretty competitive, you lot. You compete against each other. What else is going on at Fremantle here? What's so great about your surf club?
Well, Fremantle doesn't necessarily believe it's one of the super competitive clubs, but we are 100% for involvement. So if we can get all our young kids competing, and we are getting some really wonderful results in beach and water events. We certainly encourage participation, and the kids are down there training at the moment, doing board training. These are passionate young, anywhere from 10 up kids, and they just love it. But Leighton is typically a family beach. It's where grandparents and dads and kids come down and have a great day.
I love that about it. And because I guess it's fairly calm, isn't it? You can go to Trigg for your waves. You've got different beaches for different people. Leighton's pretty calm in terms of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you're saying. It's sort of for everyone, isn't it?
It's a very benign sea condition here, so there's very little danger of big rips and big waves.
Yeah.
So the kids can have fun in a very protected environment.
Good on you, Mike. Just before I let you go, I was just thinking, some people might listen to this and think, what a great program you're doing. I just wonder, do you have any more scope if people get in touch and they're thinking through a school or a local community group that they're thinking, gee, that would be great to get some migrant families down to do some swimming lessons. Have you got scope for more, or what should people do?
So we do have scope. We don't do swimming lessons, so we're not a swim teaching group.
Sure.
This is beach awareness and surf awareness. But what we would really love is for other surf clubs to pick up the same sort of program. We're not precious about it at all. We would love other clubs to use the same sort of approach and program. And some do. One of our members was in a leadership class in the East, and he was actively promoting clubs over there to pick up this program and develop it. I think there is tremendous scope around Perth for much bigger involvement.
It
just doesn't have to be Leighton.
Definitely. And to think you've been doing this for 10 years. You're trailblazers. Well done.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Congratulations on a great program helping with beach safety. Thanks for chatting to us, Mike.
Pleasure, Mark.
That's Mike Shaw from the Fremantle Surf Life Saving Club with a really great program, as you can tell, having results with people from migrant communities settling in Perth. They might not have seen the ocean before, and just making them aware of some of those dangers and making sure we can keep as many of us as possible safe on our West Australian beaches. We'll meet some more interesting locals down here at Leighton in just a moment.